Started at 6 on Extra 1360.
All right, see, I mentioned Handsome and Talented, and J Riff started playing Bad Bunny. Handsome and Talented, also Mark Sweeney. From Peacock Sports, Peacock Baseball Analyst. Every once in a while, he's on Bally Sports San Diego. He's in Philadelphia, Padres and Phillies, 3:35 today. Mark Sweeney joins us back on Extra 1360. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hello, D. Smith. How are you doing today?
I am great. How are you doing? How's Philadelphia?
Philadelphia is beautiful. I walked the city today. Also went and saw Rocky Balboa because it's been a while since I saw that statue. I did it when I was playing, my playing days, and I just took it for granted every time I came into the city. So I went by and saw The Rock today.
Did you run up the stairs and do the thing that Rocky did, Sylvester Stallone did in the actual movie? Because if you didn't go through it all, Mark, then you didn't really do it.
D. Smith, I'd call it, like, I wouldn't call it a run. I'd call it a little light jog up the stairs. And I posted it today, which was interesting. I posted it, but I put music to it so people wouldn't see me breathing heavy going up the stairs.
And then did you raise your arms victorious, much like Rocky did, I think, in Rocky II, was it?
I didn't do that because there were a lot of cameras around. I didn't want them to realize that I felt comfortable looking that way going up the stairs.
How many cheesesteaks have you crushed?
I haven't had one yet, and I'm pretty disappointed in that. I'm a Geno's and Pat's guy. I like it going back and forth, but I haven't had one yet, and I plan on having one before I leave.
Oh, man, I'm envious of that. Did you do anything fun while you were in Atlanta? I mean, that's a place that, for a member of the 98 Padres, I know that ballpark wasn't the ballpark, but that's a city, I'm sure, that brings back some great memories for you, Sweeney.
Yeah, it was a beautiful ballpark, Darren, first and foremost. But yeah, I mean, you always feel and you go through those memories. And man, we've talked about them in so many years before because it was just having Steve Finley secure that baseball changes your whole life going to the World Series. So, yeah, and you know, you mentioned the Peacock broadcast. It was interesting because I was next to Andrew Jones and was a teammate of his with the Dodgers, but really, you know, to be able to talk about him as a center fielder and watching him play and being so brilliant out in center field, I said, you know what, a close second, if not second, was Steve Finley. He was so good in center field.
Yeah, I remember Andrew Jones hit a home run at Petco Park, Mark, that I swear is still the longest ball that I've ever seen hit. I don't know that it went down as the longest home run in Petco Park history. Hell, you might have been on that team. But he hit one so far and so high up in deep left field, up into the second tank there. I swear I've never seen one go where that one went. Were you on that team when he did that?
I remember that moment. Who knows if I was on the team or not. But Andrew Jones, when he was an Atlanta Brave, was amazing. And didn't see the best version of him in a Dodger uniform, but we were mentioning the other day on the broadcast, because I remember it in the 98 championship series, he made a catch, and I forget who hit it. I think it was Steve Finley that actually hit it, but he was so good at just putting his head down and running to spot. And this was a smash into the left center gap, and he caught it while he basically did a Spider-Man on the wall in left center. And we were all looking at each other like, that's not even right. And I mentioned it, and I look over to him, and I'm mentioning it, and he's like smiling and laughing, remembering those type of things. But it was nice to see. You know, it was a great ballpark, as I said. But also, more importantly, they took 2 out of 3, and they could have swept the Atlanta Braves, which is a very talented team.
Yeah, actually, very good. And the defending World Series champs as well. And now they've taken 4 out of 7, it is, from Atlanta over the span of the season. So you're right about that. Mark Sweeney with Bally Sports San Diego in Philadelphia, Padres and Phillies. We just learned within the last 15, 20 minutes, Mark, who the starting pitcher was for the Philadelphia Phillies. The Padre lineup came out before it became official. So we had some clues with Robinson Cano. Anything like that matter? You know, does anything like that matter for you as a player? Like not maybe knowing who today's starting pitching was until the actual day of?
I do think, Darren, they have more information than when they release it.
Got it.
And I think they probably knew Eflin was in there. And it doesn't surprise me. Ryan Christensen has more left-handed presence against Eflin because he's got stuff that really gives problems to right-handers. I think more lefties, especially early, is pretty good. And Cano gets his second start. So that's interesting. But, yeah, I don't think that really varies. I think the information is definitely pretty much given before you even come to the ballpark.
Mackenzie Gore, it's expected, Mark, that he's going to be used a little bit differently than he had been used. What's your understanding of what the Padre plan is for Gore?
Yeah, we've always heard, Darren, and you've probably reported too, that we've always heard he's nothing but a starter. This is going to be a test if he's coming out of the bullpen. I wouldn't be surprised if he did. I wouldn't be surprised if they kept on extending him still. So I would say it's a multi-inning situation unless the situation changes. But I'm looking forward to that. It's maybe a piggyback situation. But you're talking about seven starters now. And then you get Blake Snell, which is tomorrow, which is a really nice thing. But I would say he's probably come out of the bullpen. But this is a different version of Mackenzie Gore, as we know. He has more confidence. And I think it's just another challenge for him to meet.
Yes, we're obligated at this point in the conversation, Mark, to tell everybody that this is a nice problem to have.
Yeah, it is. Because last year, Darren, you know, I mean, we were scuffling to find a starter, to find a, you know, even having a number five guy in a situation where you have like a Nick Martinez and kind of a hybrid guy, and he's had some really good starts, but we've noticed every single day, and this is a good feeling, you show up to the ballpark and you know you have a good pitching matchup on your side to go against any lineup in the big leagues.
I like the feature during the Peacock broadcast where you guys were talking to Eric Hosmer. Did you give him a little bit of business since he got a little naughty on the language there?
It was funny. Hey, listen, that's a challenge. As a player, I wince because I'm like, man, this can't be too comfortable. and there were some certain guidelines that you had to do, but man, that's just so hard from that perspective, and appreciative that he gets to do it. I love the fact when you're on this side and you get to have players that open themselves up and allow the fans to get closer to the game. I think it's brilliant. I think it needs to happen. But that being said, if I'm a player, it's not easy to do your job. That concentration level has to be elevated when you're out there, especially in the field, when you're hitting in the batter's box. I've always loved the fact that you have some interviews in the dugout sometimes or a pitcher that it's not playing. I love that. But, man, he was very cordial in coming on. It was really nice of him.
Oh, come on. It's not like it's a basketball player. He's a baseball player. He stands around for 30 seconds between pitches. What else is he going to do?
I think a lot of people say that. In between pitches, there's a lot of thoughts that go through your head. But, listen, I mean, if you're talking and the bad situation happens or you have an error or something, it really gets bad quickly. And listen, I mean, they're out there trying to do their job. I'm just appreciative he chose to do that.
Has the extra inning thing grown on you at all? I know you're a bit of a traditionalist here, but has it grown on you a little bit, just the way the game is played when tied going in the extras?
Hey, let's be honest. When we're broadcasters, I love the extra inning stuff. And when you got a guy on second base and you have the ability to shorten that game rather than play, 16, 17, 18 innings. I'm all for it. I think it's just a situation that I'm glad they do it where it's just for the regular season. Because when you play playoff games, it should be whoever wins, not placing a guy at second base. So I'm kind of 50-50 with that.
Yeah, I think that's fair. You know, I think hockey does the shootout stuff during the regular season, if I'm not mistaken. And then in the postseason, you know, they do it until you finish, until you play, until somebody scores the way the game is normally played. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, and it's evolving. I think, anything new, there's people that love it. There's people that can't stand it. It's the way the game has changed and it's evolved. I'm all for it. I mean, if these players are okay with it and the teams are, you're protecting pitchers, which this is really the focus now of let's not overthrow certain guys. I'm all for it.
And no Harper today for the Phillies as well. So we'll see if we see him in the series. But Padres kind of, that's not terrible news for the Pods.
No, watching him swing the bat in Los Angeles, and obviously he's the player of the week. So that's not a bad thing for the Padres. Sounds like he might DH tomorrow, but we'll see. I mean, you want to play against the stars of the game, Darren. Yep. I'm always for that. But man, when you're trying to win games and you're on the Padres side, that doesn't hurt the perspective moving forward.
Yeah, player of the week in the National League. He edged out Ha-Sung Kim somehow.
Yeah, right.
Kim had a good weekend.
It's really good. Coincides with Robinson Cano coming. He had that big night Friday night, and man, it's nice to see him swinging the bat.
Absolutely. Sween Dog, we appreciate it. We'll look forward to the broadcast coming up later on today. Thank you for the time.
Thanks, D. Smith. Have me on.
Thank you. Mark Sweeney, everybody. The Sween Dog. Follow him on Instagram, I suppose I should promote, since he talked about posting a picture running up the stairs in Philadelphia and doing his best Rocky Balboa impression.
So you don't have to go watch that.
We've all done it.
I haven't done that. I've been to Philly a couple of times. You have, huh?
I don't know. Yes. I don't know that I've ever done that. I'm not much of a runner myself.
Doesn't matter. I mean, you...
But I have taken the standard stock picture up there by the statue with my arms over
my face. You do it in slow motion, right? When you go up, you've got to do it in slow motion.
You yell Adrian or something nonsense.